I think my most memorable English learning experience is when I studied biology, chemistry, and physics in my secondary school. As the medium of language is English in these three subjects, and it is the first time I face difficulties to learn in English, and as there are too many vocabularies that I don't know, and it's hard for me to learn.
So how did you come up with a way to learn those words?
At that time, as all my books in English version, I need to buy a Chinese version, the same book, to put all the Chinese meaning on the English book to solve this problem.
Okay. Now, you also told me that you learned to speak Taiwanese. So what motivated you to learn another language?
As I quite addicted to the Taiwan culture, so I always watch the drama and the TV shows, and I think that it is one of Chinese culture too, so I would like to learn.
How about any interest in English culture or Western culture in English? Do you have any?
I seldom listen to the English songs, as I think that it cannot touch to my heart, and as I'm not too keen on speaking English.
Do you have any memorable English reading experiences?
Memorable. I don't think it's memorable, but I remember I have a book read before. It is The Last 14 Lessons in Heaven, something like that, the book is called. And when I start read the book, it is a morning reading session in secondary school. I think it is quite boring, as there are many vocabulary that I don't know, but I know that this book is quite talking some in-depth meaning, but I can't get it.
You've also shared with me that you're going to be working in a bank as a customer services officer in the future. So how do you envisage dealing with people when they want to speak to you in English or bring the documents to you in English?
Actually, all my documents from my company is in English, including the contract, whatever. I think I'm confident to face the interview with the customers in English. It's also okay for me.
And what about the course you're studying? You're studying sustainability for education. So how important is English for this course?
For me, I don't think that the choice of EMI is good for this course, as we are studying something about Hong Kong environment, and many information from the government is in Chinese, so it is not an advantage.
So for you, what do you think the future of English is in Hong Kong?
English is still a very important language in Hong Kong, as you know, the colonial time in Hong Kong. And as Hong Kong is also an international city apart from China, so I think that English would still be the main language in Hong Kong instead of Cantonese.